From the top to the bottom,
right on the top I stop.
At the core I forgot,
in the middle of my thoughts,
taking fire from my safety,
the picture's there,
the memory won't escape me,
but why should I care?
From the top to the bottom,
right on the top I stop.
At the core I forgot,
in the middle of my thoughts,
taking fire from my safety,
the picture's there,
the memory won't escape me,
but why should I care?
This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Tuesday, September 30th, 2008. Had a long weekend, had some family stuff going on, had some unexpected guests drop in. Had a long day yesterday with attending the WWE show here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I apologize for the layoff on the daily audio update, but I'm back for a quick recap on some weekend news and speculation on upcoming cards. First off, this coming Saturday, we've got Elite XC Heat on CBS Saturday Night Fights. They're planning on putting 5 cards into the 2-hour televised broadcast on CBS. They have revealed the order for the show, which will look like this on CBS. You'll have Murillo Ninja Hua taking on Benji Radic, Gina Carano against Kelly Kobold Gavin following that, the big Andre Arlovsky against Roy Big Country Nelson. Following that will be Jake Shields against Paul Daly for the Elite XC welterweight title. And finally, the main event, Kevin Kimbo Slice Ferguson against Ken Shamrock. So that is your main card for Saturday. So if you're looking to check out what Elite XC's got to give this time, that's what you've got to look forward to there. I know there are going to be plenty of people that decide to check out Forrest Griffin and Rampage Jackson from UFC 86 over on Spike TV on Saturday night, but you know, the Arlovsky-Nelson fight could be a good one. I've enjoyed the women's MMA that Elite XC has put on. I think if Gina Carano comes in this more prepared than the fight back in May, it could be an even better fight than she had the first go-around. Jake Shields against Paul Daly will be should be another good fight. And then, you know, Slice against Shamrock is what it is. And whatever it turns out to be will be some type of spectacle. It could be a complete disaster. It could turn out to be a really good fight. It could be just something average in between. We won't know until we see it on Saturday, so if you're going to be watching UFC 86 and want to follow along with what's going on without having to actually watch it, we will, of course, have live coverage of the Elite XC live show here on MMA Torch on Saturday. And I'm sure we'll have some type of audio review up with members of the staff and myself following that show. Also, other thoughts on the show throughout the weekend and the week following that. So tune in this weekend for Elite XC coverage on Saturday. If you're not going to be watching it live, for sure, check in and follow along on the site. There may be something to go back and see, so perhaps check it out on the DVR. Watch it later if you're not going to be watching it live. Maybe give it a chance. The undercard looks like it could have some decent action, especially those middle three fights for sure. Very interested to see Arlovsky back in action and see if we get the same Arlovsky that showed up at Affliction's pay-per-view, or if he reverts back to the Andre Arlovsky that finished poorly at the end of his UFC run. So that's what we've got on tap for Saturday for future Elite XC action. Eve Edwards is going to be getting back into action. His most recent fight was against KJ Nunes, where he lost his title shot on June 14th. He lost by TKO 48 seconds into that fight. Of course, the veteran of the UFC is now 2-1 in Elite XC, and he's taking on the 9-4 overall, 2-0 in Elite XC, Fabricio Camos. So that's going to be on Showtime on November 8th. So that's the next fight for Eve Edwards. Also for that show, it will be Elite XC middleweight champ Robbie Lawler taking on Joey Villasenor on that show on Showtime. So that both of those fights are set up for November 8th. Some UFC possible fights coming up. Well, first off, Brad Blackburn, a veteran of the IFL, who debuted in July in the UFC, over the weekend verbally agreed to take on Ryo Chonin on December 27th at the year-end UFC 92 event. Also booked for that event, Yushin Okami back in action, taking on Dean Lister. Both of these men coming off of wins. Lister coming on a two-fight win streak. Actually, both of them coming on two-fight win streak. And, of course, Yushin Okami, his most recent victory was against the late Evan Tanner at UFC 82. So Yushin Okami back in action after a long break, and Dean Lister coming off of the guillotine choke victory over Jeremy Horn at the Ultimate Fighter 7 finale back in June. So those two are on tap for UFC 92, so that card is filling out, looking to be another solid year-end show. As for UFC 93, there has been rumored over the weekend an event scheduled possibly for January 17th at the O2 Arena in Dublin, Ireland. And that event would be dubbed then UFC 93, moving the Super Bowl weekend show to UFC 94 the following week after that. And that UFC 94 then would have George St. Pierre against BJ Penn. UFC 93 will most likely be headlined by Rich Franklin against one of a few opponents that has been rumored. The report from Yahoo Sport UK and Ireland that originally revealed this fight discussed possibly Chuck Liddell or Mauricio Shogun Hua coming back to face Franklin in that fight. But MMAJunkie.com has spoke with sources close to both Rich Franklin and Dan Henderson as a possible opponent for that fight. So no agreements have been made for that fight, but that is the rumor right now, and that would be January 17th in Dublin, Ireland. And also, MMA Junkie is reporting that UFC that card could also feature the long-awaited fight between Matt Hughes and Matt Serra. That's according to that Yahoo report as well. And of course, if that's the case, that very well could be Hughes' last fight. He has stated previously that he doesn't have very many fights left in him, and Matt Serra could be the final one. Of course, they were both coaches on The Ultimate Fighter Season 6, and never got to have that fight because of a Serra injury, and then Hughes was also injured after losing to Thiago Alves at UFC 85. So that is very possible that fight could end up on that date as well. So some good action coming up here in the UFC, and some bouts to look forward to for Elite XC as well if you have Showtime. We're gearing up for a busy October. It's been kind of a slow September, but we're gearing up to get things picking up a bit more in October with UFC airing old pay-per-views on Spike TV every Saturday, as well as getting UFC 89 live on Spike TV, and then UFC 90 coming to us at the end of the month on pay-per-view from Chicago, Illinois. So that's all I've got for you today. This is Jamie Penick signing off. Thank you once again for listening.